السلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال عز وجل فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين وبعد most respected and noble علماء كرام حفاظ of the Quran عظيم Respected elders, Jama'atul Muslimin, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recite salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal limitlessly for blessing us with the greatest gift that anybody could have wished for in the form of Iman and the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam. That great Deen of Islam that is complete and perfect in every sense of the word, and the only deen acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal as a means of eternal salvation up to the day of Qiyamah. Today being the second of Muharram, yesterday the first being a date in Islamic history that a great personality of this ummah, in fact, the second greatest human being after Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that great being, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, met his coveted end of martyrdom that he so much desired, and in his sincerity he had desired a death in Madinah Munawwara, while simultaneously having fervent desire for shahada, martyrdom in the way of Allah ta'ala. And apparently throughout his life it seemed a difficult possibility, because usually for martyrdom a person had to go out in jihad in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, being Amirul Mu'mineen, was based in Medina Munawwara. So Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him the confluence of both simultaneously, a death in Medina Tayyiba as well as martyrdom in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. One occasion, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was climbing Mount Uhud and accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in so many instances, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhum ajma'in, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in says, it happened so many times that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter and with him following with the three, or that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, radiallahu anhu majma'in. So the mountain started to shake, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his Mubarak foot on the mountain, saying that, be steadfast, stop shaking, because today there is none upon you except a Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Siddiq, the greatest supporter of a Nabi, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and two great martyrs prophesizing simultaneously the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhuma. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an's Islam en route, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prior to that made dua that, O Allah, strengthen Islam either bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham, either by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an or Abu Jahl. And Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua in favor of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. On his way to assassinate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a lengthy incident, but en route is told that your very own sister has accepted Islam, and he went to her home in a rage and summarized the incident when finally he calmed down and was commanded by his sister Fatima bintul Khattab radiallahu anha that he is not allowed to touch the scriptures of the Quran Sharif unless he is pure, he washes himself. And when the verses of Surah Taha are read, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala's heart melted. So his hidayat and guidance was directly by the words of the amazing words of the Quran Azim. And then, yes, does come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Darul Arqam, but comes not as an assassin, as a devoted follower, and elevated eventually to the status as said the second greatest human being after Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. In fact, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala himself narrates that I was once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum were approaching, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these two will be the leaders of people, of the youth, of people in Jannah, of everybody in Jannah, with the exception of the messengers, Anbiya alayhimus salam, in the Mursaleen. And on that occasion, told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to not yet divulge to them this great virtue. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in listening to the verses of Surah Taha, his heart melts, he's a changed person. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, over and above his personal Islam, it had a great impact on the Ummah. From then onwards, Muslims could openly practice Islam in Makkah Mukarramah on the Islam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. His hijrah and migration was open and challenged the disbelievers to put a stop to him. And if anybody wanted their wives to be widowed or their children, children orphaned, should put a stop to him. His ascension to the Khilafah after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a period of approximately 10 years, 6 months and approximately 21 days according to some narrations, a period of the rampant spread of Islam to different parts of the world, major empires that were prior to that superpowers were conquered, and thousands of square kilometers of earth came into the hidayat and guidance of Islam. Surprising that the Shia, the Rawafid, who are profound haters of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Muawiyah, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, amongst others, are those who had contributed immensely to Islam. Ironic, highly ironic, that the very lands that they occupy, Persia, was conquered and came into Islam in the Khilafah of none other than Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala himself. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala's Khilafat was a period of the spread of Islam, of such manifestations of leadership, of justice, of simplicity, of humility, that the world has never ever seen. Those who had accompanied Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu once between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, we know normally a leader, the cavalcade, the VIPs that go with, and they testified that a tent was not even put up for him on this entire journey. If he needed to rest, a shawl would be put over a tree and he would rest under that shawl. Therefore, many Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Hadrat Talha, etc. radiallahu anhum, attest to the fact that yes, he was not amongst the very first to enter Islam, but most definitely amongst us, he was the one who had abstained the most from material indulgence of this dunya. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions on one occasion that every Nabi had in his followers those who were muhdathun, who were divinely inspired by Allah ta'ala, that their opinions corroborated was in accordance with what the injunctions of Allah ta'ala would be, and there was great weight in their opinion, in their mashwara. And if there had to be a person like that, and the person in my ummah who Allah has chosen for the divine inspiration is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on one occasion, لو كان بعدي نبيا لكان عمر radiallahu an. If there had to be a Nabi after me, a cornerstone of our belief, the finality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwah, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other Nabi to come or anything resembling that of nubuwah can never ever happen. Any such claimant, it is deviation, it is disbelief. But if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there had to be one, hypothetically, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an. The question begs, why not Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, when we know most definitely he enjoyed great virtue and superiority, such superiority that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an was once praised about his leadership and his khilafah, the fairness, the justice, the many structures that had been implemented in his khilafah, the benefits up to this day. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an said that, what are you talking about? one day and one night in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is far superior than Umar and his entire life's actions. The night of Hijrah, when he accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and literally when he put his body on line for the protection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the day in his life when he ascended the Khilafah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and many, many fitnas and trials and tribulations reared their head immediately in different directions, and the decisive action taken by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to maintain deen in its pristine and pure form, that had that action not been taken, then everybody would have done what they wanted to about the interpretation and the reinterpretation of Islam. That efforts continue up to this day. Liberalism or the modernization or the reinterpretation of Islam. So it says the decisive action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in that instance is better than a lifetime of actions of Umar radiallahu anhu. In the study of tafsir, commentary of Quran Sharif, there is specifically one chapter studied, Muwafaqat Umar radiallahu anhu, the instances where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu gave an opinion or even had a desire in his heart, and shortly thereafter Allah Ta'ala revealed verses exactly in accordance with his opinion or his desire. One example, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu once, and this was before the revelation of the ayat, the verses of Quran pertaining to hijab, which happened in Dhul Qa'dah in the 5th year after Hijrah, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every kind of person comes to your home, some can be pious, some can be otherwise, so why not give a command that the Azwaj Mutahharat, our pure mothers, one of them being the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, why not give a command that they cover and conceal themselves? And shortly thereafter Allah revealed the verse about hijab, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ, and many other such instances. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that, I've seen a dream and my companions were presented to me covered in a qamis, in kurta, to different parts of the body, some up to the chest, some lower, some more than that. But when Umar radiallahu anhu was presented to me, he had on a qamis that went well below his legs, far beyond dragging it along. He says, what does this mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this means the level of deen. So Allah blessed him with an immense level of deen, amazing knowledge. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu himself, a giant in knowledge, says, it is as if the knowledge of Umar radiallahu anhu constitutes 90% of knowledge of deen. Finally, in the end month, towards the end of the month of Dhul Hijjah, a Persian slave by the name of Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, a fire worshipper, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala arbitrated between him and his master, Hadrat Mughira ibn al-Shu'aba radiallahu an, that was very, very fair and just, he made an intention at that time to assassinate Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. And on the 4 days remaining of Dhul Hijjah, he waited the chance and opportunity when Sayyidina Fajr Iqamah had been given, was leading the Ummah in Salatul Fajr with a dagger that had been poisoned that he had prepared for this purpose specifically, stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu as the Imam of Salah numerous, at least 6 times. He was severely injured. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala gestured for Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu to come forward and complete the imamate of that Salah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, for the next 4 days, in a severe state of weakness, unconsciousness coming around, when he came around after that, the first question, Hal Salla al Muslimun al Fajr? Have the Muslim Ummah performed the Fajr Salah or not? This was the main worry and concern of that personality who was an Amir of thousands and thousands of square miles, knowing that the success of this Ummah individually, collectively lies in implementing every order of Allah Ta'ala, and Salah is the embodiment, the most important cog of this deen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, look at his fairness and justice, said to his son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that do go to Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, say, Umar, past salam, do not say Amirul Mu'mineen, I'm no longer the Amir of the Mu'mineen, my time here is numbered. And many signs were given before that, just before his martyrdom, he seen a dream that he narrated to the Jama'ah. A rooster had pecked me a few times, he said, it notes my demise is imminent. and ask her permission if she happily allows for me to be buried in her room next to Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was crying, weeping on his injuries, and said that I had always desired myself to be buried there, but I will give up this right. And then he said to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who brought this good news, that after my death, take my body, my janazah, carry it there and ask her once again. Maybe now I'm alive, she has reservations. If at that time she says, fine, bury me there, it's great honor. If not, then take me to the Maqabir al-Muslimin, bury me with the general Muslim community. And on the 1st of Muharram, in that time a youngster came and praised Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. After a while, he went out, he called him back. Look at his worry and concern of every injunction of Allah in that state. He says, oh my young boy, what you should do is ensure that your clothing is above your ankles. Ensure that your clothing is above your ankles. It keeps it cleaner and it is greater in taqwa and more pleasing to you, Allah Azza wa Jal. And after his martyrdom, when his body is placed and people are weeping and shedding tears uncontrollably, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, a man came and put his hands on my shoulder and uttered amazing words addressing the janazah of Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, there is nobody who I would love to meet Allah Ta'ala with actions similar to his, like that of yours. And I always knew that Allah will definitely join you with your two companions, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In life you were together, I knew that Allah will put you together with them in death. Because many a times I've heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I entered and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu are with me. I left and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu are with me. I went and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu are with me. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, I turned around and look, who is uttering such praises saying that I do not wish to meet Allah with actions similar to him like that of this janazah? It was none other than Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. So much muhabbat and unity that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's daughter from Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, Ummu Kulthum, was given in marriage to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. May Allah grant us sincere muhabbat and love of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Protect our tongues, our hearts from anything inappropriate ever being said or harbored regarding a single Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it is detrimental to Iman. We know this month of Muharram, fasting is not more beloved to Allah in any month. Optionally, after the month of Ramadan as an entire month, then the month which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam terms the month of Allah, which is the month of Muharram. The 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th specifically has their own virtues, but as a month generally also it has its virtues. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Humble request once again, inshallah, a great honor for us. It is our honor that Allah accepts us, our wealth, for a noble purpose, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the selfless dedication of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, complete submission to Allah in every instance. So let us, inshallah, whatever Allah has given us the means, the house of Allah to the madrasa, Allah Ta'ala accept from us, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل ولنحترم أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنهم الأولون القدوة في الدين مدحهم الله عز وجل عامة لما قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وضع الحق على لسان عمر وقلبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Sit in the safs, fill in the safs, the gaps in the safs in front of us, then shoulder to shoulder. An important point omitted to mention in the talk, the very assassin of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Fairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, is commemorated by the Rawafid this year, the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu an ajma'in, so much so that they have constructed a huge shrine in his name, honoring him for the despicable act of Shahada of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Let's fill in the gaps between shoulders and show that the heels are in a straight line. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. استوى اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن رواتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.